I'm going to start off by saying welcome to the speech where everything I say will probably or possibly be inoperative within the next 6 months because of all the regulatory changes with the new administration. The Affordable Care Act could be history. President Trump's immigration order. Maybe hospitals won't have enough doctors or foreign medical graduate doctors or nurses to keep their units open. The federal enforcement and antitrust that I'll be talking about later, anti-discrimination, fraud and abuse, all of that kind of prosecution work could totally change. I guess it's good news for providers if there's less regulatory work, but perhaps bad news for some of you outside counsel who are depending upon that regulatory work to have a job. But enough fretting about the future. Our job is to get ready and talk about the past, which seems a bit ironic, but that's what we're going to try and do. And there's plenty to talk about, so let's get started. I usually try and start out with things that aren't necessarily law-related, but are healthcare trends that could affect law in the future. For example, we are killing our patients. Medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States, behind cancer and heart disease. And of all the issues we face now, I mean, we all have the indigent care burden. We all have rural hospital closures. We all have low reimbursement. But of all the issues we're facing, this is one I believe our clients really do need to address, or we're just not following our mission.